It's nice to be able to stand here and to tell you what God has done for me right throughout my life. Grace, the grace of God and His saving and keeping power is why I'm here tonight. Just about 4 years ago, I stood in this very spot in Lisburn Baptist Church and gave my testimony to the saving and keeping grace of God. So I'm not going to go into all the details that I went into in that evening, but for time's sake, we will deal with the most important things in my life and how I come to know the Saviour. Many of you probably know by being called Noel, it's a Christmas name. And half a century ago yesterday, I was born into the world. And the doctor said they couldn't call me anything else but Noel, so there you are. But thankfully, at a very young age in life, I come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. I realized that I was a sinner and that I needed God's salvation if I was to be in heaven. I had attended this church from a very early age, from about 3.5 years old, and I heard that I needed to be saved. And through the children's meetings and the Sunday school here, and through the preaching of God's word on Sunday, I learned that I needed Christ as my Saviour. And just about 10 years of age, or shortly after, I trusted the Lord as my Saviour. It was again around Christmas time. Christmas time is a very precious and important time to me, and I have to admit I like it very much. So it was a joy for me to be able to stand and tell you that God spoke to me, convicted me of my sin, and gave me the grace to come and to trust Him for salvation. As I grew into my teens and on into my late teens, the BYF in Lisburn Baptist Church was the CE at the start, and later became the Baptist Youth Fellowship. It was very important to me because it was there that I learned how to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And at that stage in life, I was taught that I needed to witness for Him and to tell others about Him. And we were given the opportunity to do that in the BYF. And I thank God for those years and for the leaders who were there at that time. And about 16 years of age, I realized that I needed to follow the Lord Jesus by being baptized. It was a challenge to me, something that I had put off me for a little while. But God spoke to me. And one evening in September, I just can't remember the date, I think it was about 1970 or thereabouts, I put my name forward for baptism. The speaker on that occasion, we didn't have a pastor, was a man called Mr. Peter Anderson, who had been with MWE, World Movement for World Evangelization. He was a missionary who was here in the church for a special weekend. And he baptized 13 candidates on that night, and I was the last to be baptized. Since then, I realized that I needed to be joined to a local church fellowship. And the following year, I began about September time, I applied for membership. Now, at this time, we had a pastor. Pastor Cardwell had come to the church, and it was a joy to sit and to hear his ministry, which helped me very greatly in my Christian life, helped me to grow in grace, and helped me to know what I needed to do to be an effective Christian and an effective witness for the Lord Jesus. I have to say, friends, that it wasn't easy, and I shied away from telling people about the Lord at a very early age. But, you know, you have to be courageous and to be bold and to speak out for God. I cannot tell you the joy and peace that knowing the Lord Jesus Christ brings, because it's a wonderful life. It's wonderful to know the Saviour. And could I encourage any of you here tonight who don't know the Saviour, as Alistair was saying earlier in the service, you need to come to Him, to trust Him, and to know the peace and the joy that He gives. The Word of God says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. One of the verses in scripture that meant a lot to me in my early teenage years was a verse in Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And that was a verse that spoke greatly to my heart, that if I was to do anything or to grow in my Christian life, that I needed to seek the kingdom of God first, and his righteousness, of course. It wasn't just a matter of being saved, but I needed to live out my Christian life and to do things for the Lord. And then he said, everything else in life will fall into place after that. And I've proved that to be true, friends. God has been good, and God has been very gracious to me. About a number of years ago, I was asked to become a deacon in this church. After much prayer and consideration, I let my name go forward, and the church, in their wisdom, I don't know if it was wisdom or not, but they elected me onto the diaconate. And it's been a privilege and a pleasure both to serve the Lord and to serve the fellowship here in that capacity. And also, 3 years ago, now coming in January, the church saw fit to ask me to become an elder. And this has been the greatest privilege of all, to serve the Lord in this way. It's been a great burden and a great responsibility, but a great privilege and a great honour to do that. And I just humbly and simply seek to serve the Lord and to know him, to know his guidance and his grace in my life. And I trust and pray that you as Christian people will seek to do the same, and that together we will seek to serve the Lord here and to trust him and to praise him for all that he has done for us and to trust him for all that's to come. At the end of 2004, it's great to know the Lord, because I don't know what my future would hold without him. I have known him for most of my life, and I praise and I thank him for that, and I trust him for the future. I can't help thinking about what our brother said this morning, Pastor McMullen. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And I can say that's true in my case. That is a personal testimony for me, because hitherto has the Lord helped me, and I praise him and thank him for that.